Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Welcome back after the long May weekend. Though the weather did not spoil us a lot, I do hope you could enjoy at least a few days off. I personally was lucky enough to have a 5-day break from work, and the precious time I got, I decided to spend it the way I simply love, namely on traveling. This year, my internal voice, intuition, or just pure curiosity, I guess, led me straight to the land of beautiful landscapes, a mysterious monster, and numerous legends about vampires, witches, and cannibalism, and most of all, the region of a beverage of leisure, as some may call it. Have you already guessed where I was this time? Scotland. Although I did not really have enough time to penetrate the picturesque regions of the Scottish Highlands, I concentrated this time mainly on two big cities, Glasgow and Edinburgh. The cities, though industrial or tourist they may seem, hide lots of unsolved mysteries and secret places. Take Glasgow, for instance. When you leave behind its industrial character, you may discover its hidden history. The city has its remnants of the past that may be admired in its southern necropolis. It was opened around AD 40 and was meant to serve as a burial place for an affordable price. It is estimated that around 250,000 people have rested there in hope of eternal sleep. As you may probably guess, not all of them may enjoy a peaceful sleep. Not so long time ago, because in the 1950s, the rumors spread all around Glasgow that the graveyard became home to a vampire with iron teeth. Of course, that gave the beginning to some children's trips to the necropolis in search of the beast. And as local police records have it, as many as 2 kids were killed. Moreover, some locals even claim that they have seen a white lady walking at night, but no one really knows whether it was a real ghost or maybe one glass of whiskey more turned out to be too many. What's also interesting, well, don't get surprised while not finding too many old people there. This is what is called the Glasgow effect. Generally, people in Scotland have quite low, if not the lowest, average life expectancy in the entire Europe. Can you imagine that? Some live only 54 years. Though that may be explained partially by, let's say, poverty, smoking, drugs, or alcohol, still, even if you consider such factors, the life expectancy in Glasgow is the lowest. And actually, no one knows what causes that. Some blame also weather for that, but still, it does not change the fact that people there die relatively young. And one more thing, if you happen to wait for the subway in Glasgow, don't get surprised while hearing the mysterious laughter drifting across an empty platform. If you're interested more in the adventures you may have in Scotland, well, stay tuned.
Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.